California is holding another gubernatorial recall election today. Of course, the last time around, they decided they wanted to go with someone new and elected Arnold Schwarzenegger. This time, they're trying to decide whether they'll keep or get rid of Governor Gavin Newsom. And joining us now is CBS political analyst Leonard Steinhorn. Good morning, Leonard. And so this has been a long time coming. Is there as much anticipation or uncertainty this time around with this recall?
Well, look, the polls are suggesting that Newsom is safe. But as we've seen over the last few elections, the polls don't tell us everything because it really depends on who votes and who turns out. And there's some evidence that some of the strongholds in the Democratic coalition haven't been voting in as high a numbers. Let's say younger people or Latinos. But again, California is a very Democratic state, and the polls are suggesting Newsom should win. So you have to expect that's the case. But let's say he falls right under a majority. He gets 49.9% sort of saying, no, he should stay as governor. What that does is it triggers another vote that's on the ballot in which people choose an alternative. And it doesn't matter what percentage that alternative winner gets. They could win 20% of the vote. But if they only win 20% of the vote, but they're first among the alternatives, then they become the new governor of the state of California. And the person currently leading that group of alternatives is a sort of Trumpy conservative radio talk show host, Larry Elder, who's anti-vaccine mandate, anti-mask mandate, anti-abortion, three hot-button issues that are hitting politics right now.
And, of course, former athlete, reality TV personality, Caitlyn Jenner, California state representative in the race here as well. But none of them seem to have the name recognition or the star power that that Arnold Schwarzenegger did back in the day.
No, and Arnold Schwarzenegger was sort of an outsized personality. He was a moderate Republican. And the current governor back then, Gray Davis, was seen as sort of maybe not up to the job, not capable of leading the state. And California at the time was getting hit with a whole lot of issues that he didn't seem to be able to manage. So it was that sense of discontent that sort of got the vote that showed no confidence in him and got that big name Arnold Schwarzenegger in. But again, you're right. The alternatives this year don't have that same star power, and that means that Larry Elder could conceivably become governor of the state with only 20 or 25% of the vote. California is unusual because if you recall a governor in another state, let's say Wisconsin, there was a recall vote a bunch of years ago for the then governor Scott Walker. If he had lost the recall, the lieutenant governor would have become the new governor. In California, that doesn't take place. So it could be somebody with 25% of the vote, even if Newsom got 49.9% supporting him. So that's a very strange system that they have, and you got to imagine that there are going to be calls to reform it.
Yeah, we'll be looking for the results of this recall taking place there in California. And CBS political analyst Leonard Steinhorn with us this morning. Thanks so much, Leonard.
Hey, thanks for having me.